It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One way or another, the federal health care law aims to make you lose weight. Either you lighten your body or the law could lighten your wallet. It's one provision of the Affordable Care Act, and it gets to a vital purpose of that massive law, slowing the increase of health care costs. It tries to do that in part by allowing employers to reward and penalize certain behaviors, like participating in an exercise and wellness program. Some companies are already experimenting with these kinds of incentives. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
For Peggy Renzi and her colleagues, the war against weight is waged right here.
Mr. Wright? Hi, I'm Peggy. I'm going to be your nurse.
The Bowie Health Center emergency room in Bowie, Maryland. The nurses who work here say a lot of their patients are overweight or obese. Renzi says some even require extra-large stretchers or ambulances, as well as extra nurses to haul all that extra girth.
I have to push you up a ramp to CAT scan that you may not even fit on.
It's not just an issue for patients. The nurses worry about their weight and grapple with their own temptations. To illustrate, Nurse Numa Harrison points to a long countertop.
Sometimes on a shift, this whole table is cake and cookies and chips. And when there's nothing on it, we kind of feel like there's something missing in the world. So then we go to the vending machine or someone says, hey, I'm going to run to Panera. And it's nice, it's sociable, but the long-term effects are not that great.
Last month, Renzi Harrison and three other coworkers entered a weight loss contest. They chose one set up by a company called Healthy Wage, which also helps employers set up similar contests for their workers. In 3 months, the Divas, that's the nurses' team moniker, hope to shed at least 10% of their weight and win $10,000. In 2 weeks, they've lost 26 pounds. The team relies heavily on their phones and social networking sites to track their progress and keep tabs on each other. Harrison urges the Divas to call for help when facing temptation. She calls these man-down calls.
It's like a 911 call. It doesn't matter where we are, and we're in the bed, asleep, at work. All of a sudden, the phones are like going off, and everyone's like, drink some water, have some lemon, take the bottle away from her. I mean, the first man-down call, she was like, I'm coming to meet you there.
The problem is that the vast majority of weight loss attempts fail.
Economist John Cawley at Cornell University says studies show monetary rewards can help with smoking or illegal drug cessation, but his research shows 3/4 of people give up on diets even if they stand to gain a lot of money. This is relevant because many employers and health insurance companies are experimenting with ways to structure financial incentives as well as disincentives to encourage weight loss. And Cawley says when the new health care law goes into effect next year, it will allow employers to charge overweight people more for coverage if they don't exercise.
It actually is our business, and all of us are paying the consequences of these unhealthy behaviors. And so it actually does make sense to set up incentive programs to force people making these choices to take into account the costs that they're imposing on society.
But Cawley says the structure of the incentive matters. His study shows people shed more weight if they stand to lose money. Take Chester Demmel. Positive encouragement didn't help him, but hate motivates. Last year, Demmel found a website called stick.com, which helps both individuals and employers set up weight loss and other goals. Demmel pledged to shed a pound every week, or else he'd have to fork over $5 to a cause he dislikes. People choose lots of things, but Demmel chose the National Rifle Association. When he thinks about them,
my blood boils. I get really angry.
Instead of thinking of donuts, Demmel started to hear this. Fancying himself Rocky Balboa, Demmel would scramble up the 5 floors to his New York City apartment. He shed 45 pounds over a year.
And I picture myself running up the stairs in Philadelphia.
Fist up?
Oh, absolutely, fist up.
Back in Bowie, Numa Harrison grocery shops with her Diva teammates. I tell her about the economist's observations, that prize money often doesn't work. She's unfazed.
I think the money is a bonus, but we're really not that worried about the money. And not because we have a lot of money, but because if we don't win the challenge, we'll still be in a good place. So there really isn't nothing to lose, except some pounds.
And anyway, Harrison says there are other financial incentives that have nothing to do with prizes.
I do notice that I spend more in the grocery store, but I always tell myself it's a lot cheaper than dialysis.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.